The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is still advising people not to eat romaine lettuce unless you know where it was grown. It appears the outbreak of E. coli linked to romaine lettuce grown in Arizona is over, although reports of people who got sick are still trickling in. More than 100 people have been reported ill in more than 24 states, and one person died. Joining us now is Bill Marler, a food safety lawyer based in Seattle. He's representing some of those who became ill in this outbreak. Bill Marler, E. coli can cause stomach cramps, vomiting, fever. How does this compare to other outbreaks?
Well, this is a pretty significant outbreak, both in the size. It's the largest one that we've had since 2006. And 14 people have developed what's known as hemolytic uremic syndrome, which is acute kidney failure. So, and one person has died from hemolytic uremic syndrome, but several other people have been necessary to have dialysis, plasmapheresis, transplants. It all could be very difficult.
And who's responsible for tracking an outbreak like this, and how is it traced?
Well, what happens is the CDC notices clusters of illnesses. And what the CDC, FDA does is start tracing back from what those people ate to where that lettuce came from. And they work their way back all the way to Yuma, Arizona. And one of the big breaks in this case was that there were 8 prisoners in Nome, Alaska, whose common denominator was A, they were in a prison together, and B, they all ate romaine lettuce. Mm. And they were able to track that specifically to Yuma, Arizona, to a particular farm because it came as whole head romaine in a bag.
Now, in 2010, Congress passed the Food Safety Modernization Act, which was supposed to stop outbreaks like this a little faster. What's going on with that?
Well, I think one of the flaws in the law is that traceability, I think, was expected to roll out a little quicker. And that's probably what the main problem is here, is that the ability for the FDA and state health authorities to be able to pinpoint where the outbreak happened is just not there. The technology exists, but I think we're really going to have to relook at the legal requirements that producers have a much stronger ability to be able to know what product is being used when, so there's no ambiguity and we can get to the cause of the outbreak much faster to prevent these things from happening again.
I went to a Chipotle a couple of weeks ago and noticed that they didn't even have lettuce, which they typically do, in their lineup of stuff. Should restaurants, when something like this happens, just not be serving that kind of lettuce just to be safe and make sure that they don't get sued later on?
Well, there's a couple of problems. One is, I think there was a little bit of ambiguity at the very beginning as to where the romaine came from. And so I think grocery stores and restaurants throughout the United States, sort of out of an abundance of caution, were pulling product. I think as things became clearer that it was a Yuma, Arizona romaine issue, restaurants and grocery stores started putting that product back on their shelves and back in their choice to their consumers. But, you know, during an outbreak, it's a pretty good idea to, you know, pay attention to what's going on, right, and pull the product off the shelf. The CDC has a great saying, it's when in doubt, throw it out.
Hmm. Now, you're representing dozens of victims of this. What are you hoping they're going to get?
Most of them would really like to have their health back, but that's not going to happen. You know, the main thing, obviously, I need to do is, especially for some of the children who suffered acute kidney failure, they're going to have long-term problems. And my job is to make sure that they've got the financial wherewithal to take care of themselves. And I have a very strong interest in being able to trace it back to a particular source so industry and government can help figure this out as to why this thing happened and, you know, how we can prevent the next one, because it's really a good idea. If it's a waterborne, we need to know that. and how to deal with that from a irrigation point of view. If it's an airborne E. coli outbreak, we need to know that and start thinking about, you know, where cattle production is in relationship to leafy green production. But I think the goal here is to, you know, get to the bottom of it and make sure this doesn't happen again.
That's Bill Marler, who is a food safety lawyer from Seattle, representing dozens of victims of this recent E. coli outbreak in the United States. Bill Marler, thank you.
Thank you.